Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien along with Ken Evans and Sean Desay covering everything in the world of mixed martial arts. You can always follow along at Twitter and Facebook. Just search WOW Show. The show is brought to you by Gun Lake Casino out there in Wayland. And, of course, Onnit. You can find all of the awesome Onnit products online at onnit.com. A big, big week. We've been talking a lot about UFC 158. And if you missed the pre-fight media press conference, which they normally do, it's the first time those guys can kind of meet in person on fight week because Nick obviously missed the open workouts. So these two guys meet. There's a lot of crazy questions. Nick, of course, becomes the darling child of the media, as he always does when he takes these things over. And that's exactly what happened. So here is Nick being asked a question by Ariel Helwani. And this is the birth of the hashtag you've been seeing on Twitter all day yesterday and today, which is, of course, Wolf Tickets.
Another question for Nick here. Yesterday, Dana said that I think in 2011 that you were sort of chasing George in the hotel. What's your take on that story?
Okay. First of all, I don't think he had any business being there, or maybe on my side of the hotel, in and out of the lobby. You know, I'm gonna be working there. I'm gonna be in and out for, need be reasons. And I suppose the time he's coming out of an elevator or something, and then I stand my ground, and he's gonna try to walk through me, and he's not gonna walk through me. I'm gonna I'm gonna stand there with a hard look on my face, and he's gonna edge his way against the wall to get by, and that's that. That's all that happened. Isn't that all that would happen? That's what happened, bro.
Do you really think I'm afraid of you?
Man, that's fine. Okay, no, I don't.
I'm afraid of you, man? Are you crazy in your head, man? I'm not scared of you. You'll see Saturday if I'm scared of you.
All right. I'm intimidating, right? That's my plan, to intimidate you out. Okay. I don't believe that the world champion is afraid of me.
I don't believe
the world champion is afraid of anything.
I'm not on steroids, man.
I don't think you're scared of anybody, bro. I don't. We'll see if they test who for steroids or what.
I hope they do.
Okay. Yeah. You hope they do. What, for me to test positive for steroids? Ain't gonna happen.
Nick then goes on to talk about how he might once again test positive for marijuana. He did, in his mind, everything he possibly could to not test, but said to Dana at this press conference that there might be a possibility. But steroids, no. And then after the press conference, went on to again reiterate that he thinks that George St. Pierre is on steroids and that they don't test very well in Canada. The next question ends up being about Johnny Hendricks directed at Dana White. Does Dana get to answer it completely? Well, you get to enjoy this.
Johnny Hendricks has been asking for a title shot. If he wins this fight, is he getting the next title shot at welterweight?
Yeah, I actually really like this fight with Carlos Condi. You know, the guy who comes out of this fight, the winner, is definitely the number one contender.
Why are you mad, bro? Because you're full of shit. Everybody knows it. Is that why? Why are you mad for Saturday night? Watch what happens Saturday night. I say we,
I'm not mad at you, Nick. I don't wish you a bad life.
All right, I understand you got to pump the fight, and,
I didn't say nothing bad.
Things didn't go well for you. Okay? I understand. All right, but, if you weren't selling Wolf tickets this whole time, if you weren't selling you wouldn't be sitting in this position where you're like, oh, well, shouldn't have done that.
I'm in the same boat as you. They took some line that I answered a question maybe 3 years ago. They put
it
on the
promo. No, it wasn't, bro. That was not 3 years ago.
I don't remember. I don't know. The dark place stuff. I don't remember this. They are probably talking about me because I tried to be a nice guy. People said something bad about me. I'm like, I'm dark in my head. Sometimes when people insult me, I'm getting angry in my head. Yeah. I don't know when it was the interview. I didn't remember it said that. They put on the promo. Like, it's the promo day. That's why we're going to make money on Saturday, man. That's what sells.
And while I could literally do this all night long, I'm not going to. What I am going to do, though, is play one last clip where Nick Diaz claims that while George is the world champion, and that is, in his words, a compliment, that he, being Nick Diaz, was in the UFC first. So, nana, nana, boo, boo. Wolf tickets.
Nick, I'm a little confused. You're upset at some of the promotion of the fight that George said that you're the most disrespectful human being he's ever met and you deserve a beatdown. But you said in the cage that George wasn't hurt, he's scared. Isn't that the same thing?
No, I think that, I would like to be recognized as an opponent, I never, I've been saying George's name for a long time because he's the best fighter in the world. Now, that's a compliment, okay? George never considered me anything important. And maybe he shouldn't, you know, that's fine. But the fans need to know that, you know, I'm the one out there fighting all the hitters. I'm the one out there risking my life. George knows he's going to go on top of those guys. And those guys started after George St. Pierre started after me. As far as I'm concerned, I have more fights. And, you know, I was the UFC first, you know. I think it's kind of a coincidence I lost all those fights, beat everybody up, lost all the fights, you know. So
that was the press conference from Thursday. We had the weigh-ins at 4 o'clock. If you missed all of that, you can get that video on the Facebook page at Wow Show or find us on Twitter at Wow Show. And just a couple other things going on this week. Clay Guida has been injured, so he is out of his bout with Chad Mendes at UFC on Fox 7, which is a bummer. I was really excited to see that fight. But a fight that I think everybody on planet Earth who's an MMA fan is super excited about. If you have not heard, Ricardo Lamas has a new opponent, and his name is the Korean Zombie. If you're not fired up about this fight, I don't know what to tell you, because this, for a number one contendership bout, is awesome. Cannot wait to see these two go at it. Great fight signed this week, Ricardo Lamas and the Korean Zombie. And one more piece of George St. Pierre news for the weekend before we get ready for the pay-per-view tomorrow night. One of his ex-managers has come out this week and said that there's a secret plan for George's final three fights. Yep, I said it. His final three fights. In his mind, it is this fight tomorrow night against Nick Diaz. He beats Nick Diaz, he will fight Johnny Hendricks. When he beats Johnny Hendricks, the final fight he would like to have before he settles off into the sunset. Now, this is an ex-manager and is yet to be confirmed by George St. Pierre's current camp. But he says his final fight, he would like to be against Anderson Silva. So for those of us who've been excited about that super fight, we might actually get to see it. And what's interesting is, as Ken said in segment one, we might get to see it as both of them are coming off losses. If the unthinkable happens, Nick Diaz wins and Chris Weidman wins, I think this super fight is almost a lock. And we could get it in November at that Madison Square 20th anniversary party. All right, and before we get out of here, got to get to the question of the week. If your question is picked, you get hooked up with a copy of UFC 154, Pierre and Condit on DVD. Today's question comes to us from Dan off the Facebook page. With Rory hurt and GSP saying he won't fight him anyway because he's got other plans, and I referred to that earlier, does that mean GSP is eyeing a fight with Silva? If Hendricks wins, does he get a shot before the super fight? If Condit wins, does he deserve another title shot at the belt and with how good the last fight was? Okay, three-part question. One, yes, I think that GSP is eyeing a fight with Silva after he fights Hendricks, assuming Hendricks wins. If Hendricks wins, yes, he gets the shot before the super fight, I would guess, because one of the things that we talked about is if that super fight doesn't happen at Madison Square Garden, the fight that will happen should be Jones and Silva. If Condit wins, does he deserve another shot because of the fight? Again, I think it was a great fight. Might be a little early to put him right back in there, so I think everybody is hoping that Hendricks wins so that we don't have to cross that bridge. But all great questions. And you, sir, get a copy of UFC 154 on DVD. Enjoy the fights. Follow us along on Twitter and Facebook. Just search WOW Show. It is Way of the Warrior. We will catch you next week. More fights and more stuff to cover, as we always do. Online, Way of the Warrior. At WowMMAShow.com and Twitter and Facebook, just search WOW Show.